Hi there, my name's Carl Pearsall. I'm the founder of the Yes Group, and today I'm here with one of my great friends, someone I've known for 15 years, Arthur Magulaniti. He's zooming in from Cyprus right now, as he will be on the 31st of March 2021. We're going to be talking today about what is personal leadership, and I was just having a chat with him earlier on about some of the things he's done in his life, some of the stories and some of the training that he's done, which is an incredible amount of training. Welcome, Arthur. Nice to see you today. How are you doing?
I'm great, Cole. Great to be here, man.
So, yeah, I just wanted to let people who would be really interested in learning more about what personal leadership is get a sense of why they would want to show up on the 31st of March. Tell me, what does personal leadership mean to you?
Well, Cole, you know, personal leadership is really about raising the effectiveness of yourself in your life and achieving the results that you really, really desire for its own purpose, for the, you know, creating the things that you really, really love. All too often, we get caught up in the things that we should be doing, and we get caught up in the how we should be doing it, and that usually stops us. Personal leadership for me is really getting things in a straight line so you actually get the results you really, really want in your life. That's how you raise your game. That's how you build your life to have that extraordinary life that everyone's after.
That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, I say to people, you know, the Yes Group, it's been going 25 years or more now. My personal development journey became my personal leadership journey, as you know, what happened with the Yes Group, it just exploded, you know, 15 years ago when lots of people loved what we did in London and wanted to do it all over the world. And, you know, I've traveled to various countries like Sweden and Slovenia, and we've had Yes Groups in America and Australia. And, you know, we met, you came along to one of those events and we really got on really well. And I've always seen you as one of my best friends and someone who I've learned so much from over the years. But, you know, in some ways, you know, I'll describe you as a bit of a dark horse because you're not out there, you know, being the big coach trainer that you probably could be, but you've taken a different path. And I know your story is really interesting. And for the people that want to sort of think, well, you know, why would I want to learn from Arthur on the 31st of March? Can you just give them some sort of some of the story background? I mean, earlier on, you were talking around parts of how you created financial freedom for yourself, how you have love to be learning from the best in the world, probably when they were more accessible than they are today. As it, I call it the personal development industry now, whereas perhaps when we met and before that, it was all about, you know, just a few people showing up in a room to learn from someone. You've learned from some of the masters. Who have you learned from? Where have you been with all this? What's your journey?
Wow, there's a question. I've been pretty much around the world learning from some of the greats, you know, people like John Maxwell, you know, on leadership specifically, with Brendan Burchard. You know, I became certified as a high performance coach with him. You know, Dr. DeMartini, spent a lot of time with him, with Harv T. Ecker at one university in India, spent like a week there. But, you know, I've done a lot of work, obviously, with Tony Robbins and, you know, I did when I first came to London around the time that I met you. I had done UPW and Wealth Mastery. But then again, 2016, I connected with Tony again and joined his Platinum Group and then spent the whole 2017 just traveling from country to country and going through his whole curriculum. So I've been really fortunate and privileged to be able to just, you know, access these people and just learn so much amazing knowledge from them, but also just make some amazing connections and build some amazing relationships that I've still got, you know, friends all over the world from these events and that I've attended. So it's had such a huge payback.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, a lot of those people that you meet when you're a participant, you know, become influencers to you and great role models to you and ultimately create a network that opens up, you know, some incredible things. I know the Tony Robbins Platinum Ticket, I don't know what it is today. I mean, I heard it was 100, then it was 300,000 US for a ticket for that. And just to get the pass, and then you have to travel and then you have to pay for accommodation. So that's no small investment in your personal development when you've done so much. I mean, way before that, I know that you already created a property portfolio that created this financial freedom for you. So, I mean, what is it that drives you, Arthur? How do you make this work for you? I mean, lots of people come into personal development and they learn some stuff and they make some changes, but they don't achieve the success or they don't ramp it up like you have. What are some of the sort of ideas that you've embodied and done that have made a difference for you?
Right. Well, you know, when I first started on the personal development journey, it was really chasing money. Right. It was because I thought at that time that if I had money, that would answer all my issues, all my problems. And so I went through the corporate world initially, and then I realized after a while, even though I had done really well, it was just like, this is not for me. I need my freedom. And so then I went into property, and that was in London in 2003. I got involved in property, and that was an amazing time to do really well with property. The market was great. We had a great system. And in those 5 years, I managed to hit my sort of personal income goals and be financial free and all of that, just to realize that actually it's great, but, you know, it doesn't actually make you happy. You know, money doesn't paper over stuff. And so, you know, and there's people that have said this before, but until you actually experience it yourself, you don't believe it. You know? And so from that time, you know, it was just like really going deeper and deeper into myself, discovering myself into what actually matters to me and what gives me meaning. And the more I chased that instead of the money, the more I found the fulfillment that I was looking for. And the more I sort of filled the gaps that I had within myself, that I felt within myself, and created the lifestyle that I now live doing what I love, you know, which is coaching and consulting. It's one of those things.
But yeah. You are an entrepreneur, but before that, and I would say that, you know, having known you, you didn't start off with a big pot of money to make more money. You made your own money, and you were in the corporate world before that, were you not?
Yeah. I worked in the corporate world. I started off as a field engineer running around fixing computers. And by the time I ended, I was a group development director for News International, a subsidiary, News Inc., which was part of News International, News Corp, looking after the Department of Programs, developers, and all of that. Great job, great people. After a couple of years in that, I just thought, nah, the corporate world's not for me. You know, I really was after just my freedom, my independence. I think all entrepreneurs are looking for that. And so ever since then, I've just been involved in different ventures. Obviously, the property was a big one, but also like investing and starting other businesses along the side. That's always been a fascination for me, an interest for me, and something I've been just doing since then.
So it's fair to say you sort of got involved with a few different businesses, bought and sold. I know you had a franchise you told me about. What was really interesting, you know, when you were telling me about how you felt when you gave up your job. You just tell me that in a little quick story for people, what was like for you.
So back then, and things have changed now, but back then it was just like, you know, I had the office, I had the PA, I had the long sort of title that matched my long name. And I kind of identified myself with that, you know. I decided to move away from that job. So the day after I resigned, I was sitting in my lounge on my laptop and thinking, wow, who the hell am I? Because I had no title, I had no PA, no office. And obviously then you start looking into inside, you know, instead of outside, and looking for that inside identification. Who am I? What am I about? What am I going to do? And then seeking that validation inside instead of obviously on titles and on positions and all of that, which is a lot of to do with the difference between leadership. You know, it's not like so much the title. It's like, who are you and what can you bring? What value can you bring? How can you help people get forward and how can you create results? That's all about leadership. And so that was my sort of transition from like the, I don't want to say fake leadership, but the outside focused leadership instead of the inside focused leadership.
Yeah, and I think, you know, at this time that we find ourselves in early 2021, there's a lot of people out there looking at who they are and, you know, having to change who they are and, you know, up against, in their mind, the odds, you know, yeah. And maybe feeling challenged and lost and seeking to ground themselves and have more personal power. And that's what we're talking about when we talk about personal leadership, right?
Exactly that. It's like, how can I be effective in my life? How can I produce results in my life based on myself, right? Obviously, we need people in our life and obviously we can't do anything in a bubble. However, it's really getting ourselves squared away and centered and focused on exactly what it is we want to create, and then realizing and figuring out the best way to get there. Because we live, you know, we live in a structure, right? Every one of us has got a structure, and either that structure is either producing the results we want or it's producing the results we don't want. And so we got to really look inwards and say, right, why am I getting the results, or why am I not getting the results I want? What about the way I'm showing up is causing that in either way? And that's all about that effectiveness that I keep referring to. It's about that personal leadership. It's about having the right structure to produce the right results, but there's different steps in that. You know, one is having the clarity, the pure clarity of what is it exactly that I want? Not that I think I need to get what I want, but going straight to what is it that I want? Because then you can really start getting some exponential results from the actions you take, instead of going around the houses trying to get what you want. By a lot of people got caught up in what society thinks you should have, instead of figuring out what is it that I really want to have in my life and then chasing that directly. It's a much quicker path to your personal health, happiness and fulfillment.
So putting the ladder up the right.
Exactly that. Yeah,
that sounds great.
I kind of took a long route to figuring that out. That's what we're going to be talking about.
Yeah, I think also, you know, we all learn from the people that come before us, don't we? You know, I've been around personal development for 25 years. You not quite so long. You're a bit younger than me. But the point is that, you know, we can learn from other people that take us making those longer journeys. And I think that's what is great. You know, that's why I'm really passionate about bringing you. And it's the first time you've spoken to the Yes Group, even though I've known you more than 15 years. Yeah. I've got you because there's always you're not in the country or something. But because, you know, of the beauty of Zoom, we can bring you into everybody's room from Cyprus where you live with your family, in a beautiful home. You create a lifestyle for yourself, and you know, you told me, you know, how much you love traveling. You said to me, you know, you've been to Hawaii, to Tony's courses, you've been to other continents. Tell me where you went with Tony. What were some of the trainings you've been on? What have you done?
Well, we did relationship mastery in Hawaii, we did business mastery in Florida, West Palm Beach, all down there. There was a couple there. Where else have we been? I'm just trying to think. Canary Islands we went to. It was
in South Africa as well, because that's your home as well. And you've seen a lot of that and done the Demartini stuff you told me as well. So you've really done a lot of different training, and, you know, you've also output some content. I know that you we co-authored a book 15 years ago on the power of masterminding, and where we really got to know each other well. But also you've written a couple other books, one with Mark Victor Hansen. What was that one called?
Yeah. Did a book with Mark Victor Hansen and a couple of other authors. That was called Boom. It was really about us individuals bringing our best ideas at that time together for entrepreneurs. I spoke about masterminding. I wrote a chapter in there for masterminding, and the book actually became a bestseller, which was great. And then since then, I did I did an ebook on productivity. And that was me going through my growth of, like, how do I become more effective? And I thought it was to do with productivity instead of, like, leadership, but I was getting to leadership. And then my last book, which was released about 2 years ago, was The Extraordinary Man. That was my latest book. So yeah, that's all about some of the lessons that I've learned with respect to the men that I've been working with as well.
Yeah, great. I think what I'll ask you to do, because give me those links for that. And what I'm gonna do at the end is put the links out there with this video on the social media channels that we're going to publish it on. So do send me those.
Sure.
You know, coming up on the 31st of March, as I say, Arthur's going to be zooming out there. What else do we want to let people know about in relation to the content that you're going to be sharing? Why would people show up for that event? Can you give us some sort of highlights of what you're going to be sharing on the day?
Yeah, sure. One of the things that I'm really big on is just practical steps in order to achieve what we want. Theory is great, but actually the action happens on the ground right here, right now. And so, like, what are the most effective actions that I can take, and the way that I can take, and once again, talking about the structure, that I can take to access the results that I want, to get the results that I want. And so we're going to be talking a little bit about a theory just to build this, the idea of where we're going down. But I'm going to give you guys a great tool that you can walk away with and create that structure in a way that produces real results, proven results based on lots of entrepreneurs out there who are using this and maximizing their results. And so, you know, if you really want to become effective and understand how you can become effective as a, you know, your own personal leadership, which then obviously extends outside to outside leadership, then I'm going to be sharing quite a few ideas on that that I use on a daily basis, that I've used, that I've learned, that I've, as I said, just get great results.
So there's a lot there. And I know that we've got a link that we're going to share as well about the event where they can read more about, you know, your background that we haven't discussed today, and also the content of the day. But what are your some of your sort of key things you think about? If you say to someone, now, what is personal leadership? What would you describe? What would you say to them that that means to you?
Well, I think it breaks down into a few things. Number one is putting yourself first, self-care, right? We can't show up productively or authentically or whatever if we are not looking out for ourselves, looking after ourselves. And so a big part of what I do is make sure that people look after themselves. What do I mean by that? You know, it's just like, if you are running on empty because you're running this way, that way, that way, you're not looking after yourself, you're not feeding yourself well, you're not exercising, you're not keeping yourself in tip-top shape, that's going to impact everything in your life, okay? And so part of that is a big focus on self-care. You know, we really look at health as part of that. And then we also look at the relationships, because one of the biggest things that have helped me succeed over the time is the relationships that I've created with people. I mean, ours is a great example of that. And that has been key. Most people try to focus on business first, right? To the detriment of the other three. And when we do that, that usually leads us into trouble at some point. But if we can line things up, self, health, relationships, business usually takes care of itself, you know, or we show up in a way that we can easily handle business. I speak to a lot of entrepreneurs that really focused on the money like I did originally and not so much on the rest. And down the line, that always comes back and bites them. And so getting your eggs in a row, or your ducks in a row, should I say, is really key. And we're going to break down those components as well.
Yeah, thanks for that. I just wanted to add a little piece of that. And that's something that I realized for the viewers now, that I realized is that a friend of mine, Brandon Block, he said to me, you know, a few years ago, everyone has a mental health. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's true. And then, you know, obviously this thing happened, COVID, and I suddenly became really aware of my own mental well-being, and I had to take action to maintain it and make it better than it was before. Yeah. But it's all about paying attention to that and thinking about what we can do, and it's simple things, you know, and I talk about getting out for a walk more often than you normally would, and connecting with people in any possible way. But that's self-care in my mind, starts with that mental well-being. And when we have that mental well-being, then we can lead our lives in the best possible way. And when we can lead our lives in the best possible way, we can lead others in the best possible way and be in the best state for each day. And that's something that I'm passionate about. And I really want to champion that and invite everybody who's listening, watching right now to, you know, hook into what the Yes Group is, what we do. We've got, you know, various programs that people can get involved with. We run a weekly workshop. We run a monthly event with people like Arthur, people we invite in who aren't necessarily part of our immediate tribe, if you like, that are associated to us. And that's, then we have other groups that, you know, have grown up over the years. We still have five or six, some of them not active right now because of the circumstances, but they're going to be bouncing back, and we're going to be doing our best to bring all of this in a hybrid fashion to everybody. And one of the things that we've come back to, Arthur, and you're going to love this, is that I have this idea, because I was listening to the UK prime minister or whoever it was at the time, talking about the rule of six. You can't meet any more people than six people outdoors or indoors or wherever it was. And as the restrictions change, but it was interesting, the rule of six, because that's the perfect number for a masterminding group. And I thought, we're going to enable that back in the Yes group, so people could locally, anywhere they are, and we're going to help support them in finding those other five people. We're not even going to persuade those five people to become members. We just want to support people. So the masterminding pods, as we're going to call them, or Yes group pods, is something that we're going to be developing. I thought you'd love to know that, because you were very much instrumental in our process of defining, creating and refining this model, where we talk about the masterminding model, mindset, skill set and the process. So yeah, The Power of Mastermind is a book we wrote all those years ago. It's still live today, still relevant today. So these are all the things we're doing for the Yes Group. And people now, if they go to friends.yesgroup.org, can sign up at no cost to get an insight into who we are, what we do. We've released about 10 of our recordings. If you can imagine, we've been doing one a week for a year. We've done 6 years in the room. We've had all of the top speakers in the world come to our room. We had Mark Victor Hansen last year. We had Jay Samit, Joe Vitale. We have Jack Canfield last year. We've got all these amazing people that we've recorded, and you know, we really love to share that stuff. We put some of it in the members free area that I've just told you, friends.yesgroup.org. You can go and register now. It costs you nothing. We're also going to put the link for the event. I recommend that you get a ticket and come to see Arthur and learn more, because that's something I'm passionate about, and I'm going to make sure he delivers the best ever personal leadership presentation. We've had a couple of others. They're sitting there. You can access them at no cost. I've just said one from Nick Williams, one from Cool Mahay. Really fabulous presentations. But I'll just say, Arthur, if there's anything else you'd like to share, any reasons why people should show up, let us know. Anything else I haven't asked you about you'd like to tell people before we close this off, and look forward to seeing you on the 31st.
Wow. Just that, you know, there's going to be stuff that they can take away straight away. And we're going to do a couple of exercises there as well. So they'll walk away. You guys are going to walk away with stuff that you can implement straight away and start seeing results that week. So, yeah, it's going to be fun.